It's one of the most challenging jobs in the country, managing Argentina's economy in times of trouble. On Monday, Silvina Batakis was sworn in as economy minister by President Alberto Fernández, promising to jumpstart Argentina's economy.
We are convinced Argentina's direction has to do with our fiscal management, following the president's economic program, and of course, boosting Argentina's exports and revaluating our currency, which is achieved with more reserves.
But doing so won't be easy. Batakis is replacing Martin Guzman, who resigned on Saturday. He was in charge of the tough negotiations of over $40 billion with the International Monetary Fund. Even though the negotiations proved successful, Guzman was constantly attacked by the powerful former president and now vice president, Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, who did not agree with the handling of the economy.
Argentina is struggling with very high inflation, around 5% a month, high poverty and exchange rate controls that have a huge impact in the economy. A change in the Ministry of Economy generates lots of uncertainty in a country like Argentina, and that uncertainty increases the price of the US dollar on the streets. And that, in most cases, means more inflation.
Argentines are used to living in crisis. They have survived one every other decade. People on the streets are watching the latest developments very carefully.
Obviously, there is a lot of uncertainty. We don't know which direction we are going, right or left, whichever. But what Argentines need is a direction, and sadly, we don't have one.
Tensions have been running high between President Alberto Fernández and Cristina Kirchner for months. Batakis' appointment is seen as a win for the far-left-leaning faction in government who are close to the vice president and critical of the agreement with the IMF.
Populism needs money to calm the people down, and there is no money. They have no money to give away, and whatever they will give, they will have to print. And that will increase inflation even more. We have a huge problem. I don't see a way to make it work.
Batakis has a difficult task ahead. She has to fight inflation, generate jobs, and increase the country's reserves without displeasing Argentina's vice president, who for many has now more power than the president himself. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.